Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Vero Insider. It has been a fabulous October, and the only thing that can make October even better is planning for all of the fun you can have in November. I know, season is upon us, and I am really excited to delve into some of the details with the beautiful ladies I have here in the studio. Prior to jumping into the what's what with the Vero Vino 1 month from today, I do want to give a special shout out to Miss Lynn Fisk. Not only is she amazing when it comes to printers, copiers, fax machines. I mean, she does mine at White Glove Moving and at Pac Mail and here at our production studio. So she's great at knowing that. But she is also one of my closest friends and the godmother of my son. And it is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Miss Lynn. I hope you're listening. A special little shout out just for you, because you make the world a better place just with having you in it. Okay. Everything about wine I love. And so when the ladies ask, can we come back to promote our third annual Vero Vino? I was giddy to know that we could, in fact, fit it into our schedule. Can I just say that the logo, if folks haven't seen the logo, the I in Vino is a wine glass of red wine. It's just clever. It's just fun and adorable. And so they could obviously see this logo and previous shirts and different other fun things at the website, which is VeroVinoFestival.com, right?
Yep. Correct.
If someone's like, I want to see what she's talking about. That Anna, she knows what I like too. All right, so it's a wine and food festival. Here in the studio, we have Susan Rain. She is a realtor extraordinaire, luxury specialist with Keller Williams, and she's the co-founder of this fabulous festival, and alongside her, Barbara Petrillo, a committee member who has a keen eye for jewelry and fashion and helps to head up all of the awesome silent auction items, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I love about this event in particular is I'm a busy lady, right, with a lot of things. And last year I was able to do this event in between two other events, one before and one after it, because this is like the perfect bite-size amount of an event and you all get right to the fun. And so, Susan, tell us a little bit more about what folks can expect on November 23rd. Downtown at the Heritage Center.
Absolutely. So you are right. It is short and sweet. It's from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, as you said, at the Heritage Center. Mm-hmm. And we are going to delight you with amazing food from Wild Thyme Catering.
As
we
have Wild Thyme
2 years in a row. This will be our third year. And they've even gotten a little business out of it, because some of the patrons that have come and attended our event have gone on to hire Wild Thyme for various events, like a wedding. So we're awesome. We're so thrilled to have them back again. We're also going to have sweets there from Sweet Creations.
I am a loyal Sweet Creations fan.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely delicious. So we've got the food. Of course, we've got the wine. We always choose top wines for the event. 24 different wines for you to sample, and you can sample all 24 if you would like.
Wow.
I don't recommend it, but you can.
Yeah, I heard about this technique that folks spit. I did experience that a little bit in Napa. I guess there really is such a thing as having too much wine. But from 4 to 6, I think that we can manage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we've got the wine now. If you're not a wine drinker, don't worry, because we actually have beer as well. Now, we're not going to have 24 different kinds of beer, but we are going to have beer for those non-wine drinkers. And, of course, we'll have non-alcoholic beverages as well. So we've got the food, we've got the wine and the beer, and we've got a concert for you.
Ooh.
Live jazz.
Ooh.
And, Anna, if I remember correctly, I just saw you recently over at the Heritage Center at a concert, an outdoor concert on the field.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Charter Jazz Band was playing. They were incredible, and they will be playing for us as well.
So they're so talented.
They are incredible. And we're so excited to have them back. We had them our first year. They were busy the second year. And we get them back on our third year. So we're really, really excited about that.
Wonderful. Now, obviously, this is a ticketed event and there is a benefactor. So let's delve a little bit into that because folks, especially at the season of giving time, love to know that if they are going to participate in something, that it's going for a good cause. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in the previous years, we actually did the Boys and Girls Clubs of Indian River County. And the second year, we added Little Birthday Angels. But this year, we've actually switched over to the Education Foundation of Indian River County. And there is so much. I could do a whole show on what they do. But sure. I'm just going to tell you a few of the things they do. Now, there's one thing that if you have children in our school system, you know about the science fair.
I am in the middle of it right now. I've never baked so much pizza dough in my life for this experiment. It was messy and it was fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So all the parents know about that. And they are the ones that hold that event. It's a huge event. And they actually donate about $65,000 of money they raise through the foundation toward this event. And
really? Wow.
Yes. And then the winners go on to the state contest, and then you can go on to the international level. And there's over $1 million in scholarships are given out to these winners, not from our education foundation,
sure.
but ultimately, mm-hmm. you know, internationally, they are awarded.
That is impressive.
Huge numbers. Yes.
Bravo to all those kids. They deserve it. It's a lot of work.
Absolutely. Yep.
And to the parents.
Yeah.
And the supportive backbone of those progress, of those amazing procedures. It's outstanding.
That's the thing that you would probably know the most of. They do other things like sneaker exchange, where they get sneakers to children that need sneakers. They do screening for people that need glasses, because there are kids sitting in the classrooms. People don't even know they can't see the board or they can't read their books because their vision hasn't been screened. So they do vision screening for kids. They do, they give grants out to the different schools here in the system. They do a pre-K program during the summer before kids enter kindergarten to make sure that they're going to have a really successful year. And those are just a few of the many things that this incredible foundation does.
Well, that's terrific. And to think, again, just for a couple of hours of our time and deliciousness dancing on our taste buds, we're paying it forward by helping out such a worthwhile organization as the Education Foundation of Indian River County. Okay, so it's $50. That's it. And that includes all of your delicious bites, all of your many, many, many sips, and, of course, a cool afternoon. I can picture it now, November 23rd. I can picture it. It's going to be a little breezy.
Yes.
It's going to be lovely. 4 o'clock. The sun just is starting to set a bit.
Oh, you're painting such a wonderful picture.
Thank you. I would now like to know what some of my silent auction items are for me to peruse, Barbara.
Well, we're still working on it. So anybody listening, if you have some wonderful things you'd like to contribute, we'd love to have them.
And, you know, so many times, I don't know if folks realize the future value. Just as Susan had mentioned that Wild Thyme has gotten additional business as a result of being a paid partner of this festival, those who donate silent auction items, this is, in fact, a marketing opportunity that could very well grow into additional business as a result of that donation.
Yeah. And this is the second year we have a donation from the Sixth Avenue Jewelry.
I love them.
And
they have a new location. They moved around the block.
Yes, it's gorgeous. Uh-huh. Absolutely gorgeous. Well, they got another customer because I bought something in there after last year's event.
Uh-huh.
So, and they appreciate that. I had gone in and said, you know, can you help us again? Oh, absolutely, no problem. So we have a beautiful necklace coming in from the Sixth Avenue Jewelry. We also are going to have several wine baskets that we're going to make up. We have a donation of 12 bottles of wine from Southern Social. So we're going to wrap those up and put a lot of little goodies in there so people have some opportunities to bid on that as well.
Lovely.
Let's see. We have several pieces of jewelry besides Sixth Avenue Jewelry. And I think we have some more things that are coming. We have to keep some secrets in.
Well, of course. But it's just good to know and that folks come prepared for that opportunity of participating in a silent auction. Yeah. And I love the silent auction because it's no pressure.
Absolutely.
You just slowly stalk the person who's also bidding on the prizes that you want. Just like a little lingering.
Yes.
Go back, refill your glass, come back and linger a little bit more. Keep your eye on them.
Well, and it's usually a good opportunity because it's discounted from its retail price. So you're getting something that you're paying a lot less for.
Oh, for sure.
And you're
it's going to the cause, which is very rewarding indeed. Now, of course, sponsors help make events like this go round. Mm. So do we want to give a special shout out to our wonderful sponsors?
We sure do. We have Dr. Deborah Brown and Mr. Norman Wells as our top diamond sponsor. And I have to say that I'm actually really excited because they're actually on our planning team this year.
Oh.
Yes. So it's just been a wonderful addition. They were at the event last year. They approached me. They absolutely loved the event. They were so excited that they said, right at the event last year, they said, we want to be your top sponsor for next year. They loved the event that much, which is just...
That speaks volumes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. When they approached me at the event last year, I was all teary-eyed and everything because, of course, I was kind of stressed out during the event, you know, because you're working the event.
Yeah.
You're not there as a patron relaxing. You're working the event to make sure everything goes beautifully. And they approached me, and that just made the night. It was just awesome. So they are on board as our top diamond sponsor and helping us plan the event as well. And then we also have in our premier sponsor slot, we have Vatland back for a second year as well.
Awesome.
And we've added Dale Sorensen Real Estate this year. Those are our two premier sponsors. And we also have Florida Shutters on board this year. And VeroBeach.com and George and Elke Fedoroff as gold sponsors. And we have some silver sponsors as well. And if anybody wants to sponsor, we're looking. We're still open. We've got a few more sponsors available. So if you'd like to be a part of this incredible festival, go on VeroVinoFestival.com and you'll find all the contact information and sponsor information that you're seeking.
That makes perfect sense. I love that it's all readily available. It's like she knew what my question was going to be. Like, where do you get that information? Oh, let me just rattle that off. I love it. Well, before we go on a quick break, I do want to give a special shout out to Caliber Home Loans. They were sponsors alongside myself as White Glove Moving and Storage at a recent Battle of the Realtors to benefit Little Birthday Angels. I know we just spoke of them a little bit ago. And there was hundreds of realtors and affiliate partners in mortgage, such as Caliber, and other industries that battled together to figure out who was the top bowling team. And as a result, we were able to raise a lot of awareness and some funds for Little Birthday Angels. It was held right here at Vero Bowl. And I'm telling you, if it is important to you to do business with partners in the community that give back to local causes, then you need look no further than the sponsors of this program at the Vero Insider, because we really do work hard to collaborate with like-minded professionals that see that perhaps the best way to really get your mission across and how you can help others is literally by helping others. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to Caliber Home Loans. Again, if you're in the rent race and you're looking into the new year as the time to have home ownership be what you do, then consider reaching out to Caliber. I know, Susan, as a realtor, that's important, right? You need them to be pre-approved before you start looking at houses, and Caliber can do that.
You do, and you know, and Caliber is there for you. So they're not, you're not just talking to some name. You can actually meet face to face with them. You know, you have a contact go-to person. You don't get shuffled around, and their customer service over there is phenomenal.
It really is. And it's always a complimentary consultation. So shout out to Caliber and everyone who participated in the Battle of the Realtors. It was a lot of fun. As White Glove Moving and Storage, I know that it matters when you can align yourself with a good cause. And so we're here getting the details about Vero Vino that will be benefiting the Education Foundation of Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery with more in store. Don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Reviro, mixing good food with great company.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tiller here, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to Pac-Mail Beachside. You know, the Christmas lights are up at Pac-Mail. Fear not. We did not turn them on. It's just that we work with Elite Lighting, Holiday Lighting, and they do such a great job. And they are so busy that the only time they could fit us in is the middle of October to hang all of the lights on that beautiful building. So come November 1, the lights will come on. Think of us for all your holiday shipping needs. We do provide free pickups. Hair Studio of Vero, if you would like to have fabulous holiday hair, like to attend Vero Vino on November 23rd or any of the other amazing events that will be transpiring over the course of the next several weeks. It is important to make your hair appointments accordingly because you are not the only one. And if you're looking for somebody new, Melissa and her team will really wow you. It is the most affordable salon in Vero with the experience to boot. I mean, I love Melissa and what she does. I love my new fall color. You will too. Again, that's the Hair Studio of Vero. You can find them at veroinsider.com or on Facebook. Foxy Nails open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next door to Hallmark. It's like a one-stop shop. Yeah. You can get your gift card at Foxy Nails right next door to Hallmark. Get the sentimental card. Make somebody cry a little bit. That's the goal of every greeting card. And then off you go, right? It's amazing.
Perfect.
Foxy Nails open on Sundays. Guys, gals, kids too. You'll be pampered. You're going to love it. White Glove Moving and Storage. You know, they are the underwriters of the Vero Premier Women's Network, which meets the second Friday of every month. And on November 8th, our next luncheon, open to ladies only. If you're interested, you're listening to the broadcast, you think, I want to go to that luncheon. We always have a wonderful speaker, followed by commercials, testimonials, and door prizes. And our speaker for November is Lori Young of Sweet Creations.
Oh, great.
So she is going to be giving holiday hacks for a sweet holiday experience. And she happens to be the sweet treat provider for Vero Vino.
Yes, she is.
She is, and we're going to bring you even more sweets than we have in the previous 2 years.
Really?
We're going to even ramp it up. Yes.
Sweets go good with red wines.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's got a little chocolate on it.
That is so true. It's a match made in heaven. Just ask my palate. So if you know of anyone moving, White Glove Moving and Storage, local, long distance, we'd be honored. So let's talk about some of those pairings that's going to happen, because there's going to be wines of all varietals.
Yes.
A little absolutely. Bit of something for everyone. So there's going to be some whites, some sweets, some of the more citrus.
Yep. We're going to have everything because Nick and Angela Novak of Southern Social.
Southern Social Amphibies. Love them.
Yep. That's where we're getting our wine. We're working with them.
Very knowledgeable.
And they, yes. So they are going to be picking out our wine list. It has not been... we haven't figured it out completely to the last
sure.
bottle yet, but they are working on that as we speak, and they're going to get us a list of incredible wines, a whole variety of wines to go with these delicious yummies that Travis is going to prepare from Wild Thyme Catering.
Very fun. And if I'm not mistaken, like they do like the most impressive array of meats and cheeses and crackers, and all of that just goes so beautifully with the different wines, and it helps to cleanse your palate in between, especially when you're jumping colors.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks
like a piece of art.
It really does.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's stunning.
Yeah, and delicious.
There you have it, folks. I mean, hey, it's a no-brainer. So Sweet Creations, do you know any of like her tempting dessert bites that we might have?
I'm not sure. I'm not actually a dessert person, so I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to that part because I, you know, got to keep your weight down. So
she can only sample so much. Last year when I popped in, of course, I was Miss Centennial. And like mm-hmm. I said, I was able to fit it in between two other events, mm-hmm. which was the Night of the Bonfires. And so I didn't want anything too heavy. I didn't mm-hmm. want red wines, because sometimes you can get the red wine effect on your lips. And, you know, I was speaking all night. So I tried, Sweet Creations had come up with some sort of like, it was like a pumpkin cake. And I tried it with a splash of this buttery Chardonnay. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Mm. It was magical, folks. Magical. And that's just one pairing of many that one can expect from 4 to 6 on November 23rd, Vero Vino, Heritage Center downtown, VeroVinoFestival.com. Barbara, we're still looking for participation in the silent auction.
Yes, we will take any kind of gifts you want to give us.
Gift certificates, tangible
items, services.
Yeah. And how do they reach you?
They can go to the website and reach out to us.
There's like a little contact form on there.
There's a contact form. Yeah, my name and information is on there. My phone number's on there. There is a contact form. And there's also information on the sponsor page on who to contact in terms of the sponsor. So there's a few different people that have information
on there.
In charge
of each different area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can find us.
Barbara says, listen, I'm readily available. I will come to you for pickup. That's a team player right there. Sponsorship packages still available. It's 1 month out. Plenty of time to have your business properly promoted in conjunction with the event, leading up to the event, and all of the good stuff that comes with it. Once again, the Indian River Charter High School Jazz Ensemble will be providing that fabulous background mm-hmm. music. Not too soft, not too loud, just right. Again,
perfect.
Painting the picture of what to expect at the Heritage Center downtown. Mm-hmm. And again, the cost is only $50, right?
Correct.
50. Yeah. So easy. All going to a great cause. You're going to spend $100 out on a Saturday anyways. Guaranteed. And is it going to be this much fun?
No. Absolutely not.
It isn't. You're not going to run into great people and have great conversation and try, you know, 24 different wines?
24 different wines.
Oh, my God. See, yes. There are certain numbers I remember in life, and it just hit me. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's 24.
And one other thing to note is that we are only selling 250 tickets. That's it. Because we have, you know, a limited amount of space in the Heritage Center. And we already have quite a few of those accounted for. So do not wait till, you know, the few days before the event. You really should jump online now and get your tickets. VeroVinoFestival.com.
What do you get somebody who has everything? tickets to the Vera Vita Festival.
Excellent.
I love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on your third annual. Looking forward to being a part of it with you and helping you celebrate. Again, VeroVinoFestival.com. Until next week, folks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.